Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for October 2022, with an introduction from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master in Charge, Simon Leafield. Who among us would have imagined that as we left August behind and entered the month of September, the beginning of meteorological autumn, we would be mourning the loss of the patron of English Freemasonry, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. For most of us, the late Queen had been the only monarch we ever knew, and her 72-year reign constituted the new Elizabethan age. We now enter the Third Carolean Era. The death of the Queen brought into play a well-rehearsed plan, known to insiders as London Bridge, which covered the various tasks that needed to be undertaken to ensure the seamless continuation of our system of constitutional monarchy. And so was that on the announcement of the Queen's death, the next proclamation was the news that the nation had a new monarch, King Charles III. In the same week, we were told we had a new Prime Minister. And, as you read this edition of In Touch Online, the province is preparing to install a new provincial Grand Master. Of course, the new head of Wiltshire Freemasonry doesn't assume the office on the basis of any hereditary right. Neither is he elected by popular vote. Rather, he is appointed by the Grand Master to be a ruler in the craft. John will join a very select list of brethren who have held the office of Provincial Grand Master and Grand Superintendent, truly the head of Wiltshire Freemasonry. On the 6th of October, every Master Mason belonging to a Wiltshire Lodge will have the opportunity to witness John being installed as the 15th Provincial Grand Master for this wonderful province, and I hope you will do your very best to attend. It promises to be a wonderful day, and I for one am looking forward to the day's events. If you can't make Provincial Grand Lodge, please do remember to send the Provincial Secretary your apologies. The proceedings for John's installation will be overseen by the Grand Director of Ceremonies, who will be assisted by two colleagues. The installation ceremony itself will be conducted by the Assistant Grand Master, David Medlock, who was appointed to his high office in September. David is a former Provincial Grand Master for Somerset, and is a subscribing member of Lodge of Rectitude, which makes him a proud Wiltshire Freemason. We have been immensely fortunate in having been so well served by Philip Bullock during a period when external events have certainly conspired to make managing the province more difficult than anyone would have wished. Chief among them was the COVID pandemic that first appeared in 2019 and which came to a head in March 2020 with the unprecedented lockdown of the country and its impact on Freemasonry. Who would have guessed that it would be 2 years later that something approaching normality would return, or that for some of our members the net effect of a sustained period of not being able to meet would result in them being reluctant to recommence their attendance at Masonic events and their lodge. As Philip retires from the office, which he has always acknowledged as being a privilege to hold, I trust you will join me in wishing him well for the future. 8 hale and hearty brethren from Broadford Lodge undertook a morning's work gardening at the United Reformed Church, Bradford-on-Avon. An area around the church and adjacent car park had become very overgrown, and church members struggled to maintain the site. Brethren, led by the lodge's master, Steve Goddard, offered their support, which was gratefully accepted and greatly appreciated. All in all, a job well done in aid of the local community. When you're made a Mason, you get a nice apron. When you leave the chair, you get a past master's jewel. But for long service, all you get is a piece of paper. But you do get it from the Provincial Grand Master or his representative. Francis Wakeham presented Peter Warren, his longtime friend and a member of Corsham Lodge, with a coveted Provincial Grand Master's Certificate of Achievement in recognition of 50 years membership of the craft. At the conclusion of a visit to Devizes by brethren and family members of Lodge zur Alten Linde, Dortmund, the German party presented Brother Jim Speed with honorary membership. This was in recognition of Jim's incredible efforts in fostering close ties with Lodge zur Alten. Learning can be fun. Just ask the brethren of Vale of Avon Lodge, who recently held a school of instruction at which they got the brain cells working, as they did a walk-through talk-through of an initiation ceremony. You've just got to admire their enthusiasm. Everyone should experience the thrill of visiting Freemasons Hall in London, and there's no better time to do it than the quarterly communication meeting of Grand Lodge. This year's meeting was extra special, as for the very first time in a long time, the three rules of the craft were invested by the outgoing Pro Grand Master. Following the meeting, brethren from Corsham Lodge joined Philip Bullock for a special lunch at Mark Mason's Hall. The editor was reliably informed that a good time was had by all. It's always gin o'clock somewhere, and we want you to enjoy Wiltshire Freemasons Middle Chamber Dry Gin. The aptly named Tyler's Toast, a boutique gin, was quickly snapped up by discerning gin drinkers across the province. To get the Wiltshire 2028 Festival off to a great start, the team has commissioned a flavour-filled successor gin, Seal of Solomon. Enjoy a great new taste at the same fabulous price of only £40. Middle Chamber Dry Gin will be available to purchase at Provincial Grand Lodge at Trowbridge on Thursday the 6th of October. To avoid disappointment, why not reserve your bottle of Middle Chamber Gin by emailing Mark Newman at mn@s33kers.co.uk. The president of Wiltshire Masonic Bowls Association and his counterpart of the Gloucester Masonic Bowls Club shook hands prior to the annual inter-provincial bowls match at Carn by kind permission of Carn Bowls Club. Wiltshire Masonic Bowlers enjoyed a memorable first time in living memory victory against their Gloucester opponents. The Wiltshire Masonic Bowls Association warmly welcome any bowlers in Wiltshire who would like to join them. For further information, contact Association President, Worshipful Brother Bob Roberts Fair on 01666 823 971. A Scottish Freemason, 95-year-old Jeff Richards, a joining member of Broadford Lodge, was the recipient of a 70-year service certificate presented by retiring Provincial Grandmaster Philip Bullock on behalf of St. Margaret Hope Lodge. While initiated into a lodge registered under the Scottish Constitution, Jeff joined Trincomalee Lodge while posted to Ceylon. Brethren from Broadford joined the Provincial Grandmaster and Jeff's family for the event. More news on the rollout of Hermes, the new way of working soon to be introduced to lodge secretaries and chapter scribes. The first phase training is currently being planned with programmes tailored to meet the needs and expectations of all concerned. A series of webinars via Zoom will be offered during October, and it is hoped that every secretary will endeavour to attend, especially as the team will provide multiple opportunities during the day or evening for each webinar. Once the first webinar has been completed, either via the scheduled session or in their own time, lodge secretaries will have access to a training module. The training will be delivered by trained volunteers from across the province, who will ensure that the transition goes as smoothly as possible, and that support is just a phone call away, should it be needed. The team, under the guidance of Steve Lee, recognises the concerns of the lodge secretaries and chapter scribees that Hermes is a big change in how things are done. But isn't that the same throughout life? What we can say with certainty is that going forward, Hermes is the only way that the UGLE will envisage lodge and chapter administration being carried out. Assistant Provincial Grandmaster Phil Still, one of the leaders for the project, said, "Hermes presents us with the opportunity to help lodge and chapter administrators eliminate unnecessary paperwork and processes by taking advantage of the latest technology has to offer Freemasonry and our membership. I'm sure all of us are looking forward to the real benefits it will bring in streamlining the way in which we assemble and manage essential data." The learning and development team was at the Planks in Swindon last month, where they met five new Wiltshire Freemasons. Over a cup of tea and biscuits, our new-made brethren were able to ask questions of the team and to visit the lodge room and demonstrate their knowledge of who's who and what they do. No one seemed anxious to get away, and it was really good to experience the enthusiasm of the newbies. For the brother taking the bold step of becoming a deacon in the lodge, your turn comes on Saturday the 29th of October, when a deacon's workshop is being held at Salisbury. A short introductory classroom session will be followed by a walk through the lodge room with lots of practical hints and tips. Plus, you get the chance to ask the questions and the team will provide the answers. The next Finding Your Feet session is on Saturday the 26th of November at Freemasons Hall, Crane Street, Salisbury, and any new Freemason will be made very welcome. Everyone attending the sessions has said how helpful they were. Now it's your opportunity to find out whether they're telling the truth or just being nice to teacher. Thank you for listening.